Weiter in Shas. We are in Chulin. Daf Tzadi Gimel. Picking up on Tzadi Amud Beis by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom. Second word, Gufa. Amar of Shesis, Amar of Asi. We left off with in yesterday's daf. That Chutin Shebechela Vasurin Ve'ein Chayav Nalem. The quote-unquote threads that are in Chelev or Aser, but one is not going to be Chayav Karis because of eating them. It's only a derabanan dika isur. Only a derabanan. Shebekulia asurin ve'ein chayav malayim. The threads of chaylev that are in the kidney are aser, but you're not going to be chayav karis because of them. Only derabanan as well. Lovan kulia, the status of the white of the kidney, aka meaning it's fat. Rabbi Chia, chad aser, chad, sorry, one says aser, one says that it is mutter. One is asked, is it considered part of the chelev of the klaios? Rabba mimartetle, Rabba would root it out. He would find a way to get it out. Or she says, mishari shacharov. Rav Yochanan did well. He would also mimarate. He would go out and he would root it out. And be asi gaimle. He would just level it. Right? As she says, gaimle, a chafoy, a val bekulia, achal. He would eat the part that's inside the kidney. Amar Abaye, Kavaseder of Asi Misab makes sense, which Rav Asi says, leveling it out. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, beep, turn the page, how to give him a mouth. Chelev Shabasa Chofo So Mutter, the part of the chelev of the flanks that's covered by meat is Mutter. Alma Shalak Salim Amar Achmana, we see that when the Torah says that the chelev that is on the flanks, he's talking about the stuff that's on it, velo shebetoch, but not shebetoch. Some things that are in the flanks, the chelev is inside. Hachanam here too. Shalak klayos, asarachmana here. Things that are on it, the Torah assert, but velo shebetoch klayos, not those that were inside it. Gufa Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, chelev shabas chofoso mutter. The part of the chelev that's covered by meat is mutter. In fact, Amar Eini, is that really true? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Hai tarba de tuse masni aser. The chelev that's under the loins is aser. But didn't we just say, right, that if chelev is covered by meat, that it's going to be mutter? So this also should be mutter because it's covered by the meat of the loins. Amar Abaye, behim b'chayeha peruke mifrike. Mifrika. Animal is alive, then its limbs and its organs separate from one another. So the fat that's covered by the loins in death is at times uncovered during life. When it walks, its organs are moving around. At times it gets raised up and the flank is lowered, leaving the chelev that's between them without a covering of meat. So when Shmuel says the chelev that's covered by meat is going to be mutter, he means the chelev that's always covered by meat, even when the animal is still alive, unlike this whole flank situation.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ana lav tabocha, ana v'lav by tabocha." Ana, like, listen, I'm not a butcher. I'm not the son of a butcher, and therefore, like, I don't know the animals, the bodies, and I can't, you know, tell you exactly, you know, what things cover and not cover. When they hear na, ha'chi havi amri be'midrasha. But I remember that they would say this in the Beis Medrash. Behima bechaya peruke mifrika. When Adam is alive, its limbs and organs separate from one another. Okay. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Chelev she'al himseis ubeis hakosos. Remember these? Back to the stomach stuff. So the chelev that's on the top of one part of the stomach, another part, asurim va'anesh karis, are going to be aser, and it's karis. V'zeu chelev shal karev, and this is what the Torah calls the chelev that's on the innards. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, hai tarba de klibusta aser v'anesh karis. The fat of the klibusta, it's a small bone that's by the end of the spine, the spinal column, right above the hip. This fat on it is chelev and chayv karis. Mid oraisa. Vizel chelev shalak salam. And this is what the Torah calls when it says the chelev that's on the ksalam. That's going to be aser. Okay. V'amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel.
Here we go. Chutin shebiyad asurin. The threads, now this is talking about blood vessels that are in the foreleg, they are going to be asur. Rashi says, anu notlin, and they cut if they take from the shoulder, removed from the shoulder. Amar v'safra, Moshe. Mi amar achmano lo techo bisra? Moshe, Moses, did the Torah say, you shall not eat meat? Right now, this statement over here says Rashi, his tone is like Talmud Chacham. Like, what's going on? The statement was made like across the board without making any distinctions about whether the blood was removed from it or not. Now he seems to be saying, I understand, you want to say even when the blood is removed from it, it's still going to be a problem? Why can't you eat the meat? Amarava Moshe Mir Mechamana Echel Dama. What did the Torah say? That you're allowed to eat dam? Since these blood vessels have blood that's absorbed into the actual blood vessels themselves, therefore they can't be eaten. Chate Umalche Afil Kedera Nami Shaber Dami. But if one cuts a blood vessel and salts it, and you take out the blood, then it's going to be good even to go ahead to cook it in a pot. You're allowed to go ahead and have yourself a nice little meal. You're allowed to eat it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Reish Me'ayabu Amsa Baigrira, the first amma length of the duodenum, which is part of the intestines, needs scraping to remove it's chelev. Rashi says, "Kishadakin yotzim me'akiva tzorch legar chelev shalem arich ama for the length of an ama." V'zeh chelev shaladakin. That's a chelev on the intestines. From Rabbi Yehuda, chutin sheba oketz asurin. The chutin, the threads that are in the hip, are going to be aser. Yoy, chamsha chutei isbei bekafla. There are five threads found in the flanks. Tlasa. There are three of them that are mimina, tarte mismala. Three of them on the right side, two of them on the left side. Tlasa mefatli, the tray. The three on the right side branch off into two each. Tray mefatli, tlasa, tlasa. The two on the left side then branch off into three each. Nafka mina. The ishalaf lahu ad the chamimi mishtalfi, that if one pulls out the threads while they're still warm, and right after the shechita, they're going to slide out with the branches, and you don't have to dig in for them. V'ilo, but if you didn't do it right away, if you don't do it while they're still warm, b'yichut v'esrayu, he has to dig deep into them after them and find all the branches. So you got to know, you know, which ones are which and where they go. Amar Abai v'Tamer of Yehuda. Yicham shechutei have. There are five groups of usher threads. Tlasa mishum tarba. Three of them are usher because of chelev. Right? This is a, that really are semi-darbanim because they go through parts of the chelev. Utrein mishum dama. And two of them, the other two, are also because of the dam, because they're blood vessels whose walls are filled with dam. The tachle, with the kafle, with the kulyasa mishum tarba, the threads of the spleen, of the flanks, and the kidneys are also because of chelev. The yada udiloa shumdama, the foreleg and the jaw are also because of dam. Lamai nafkamina, what's an afkamina? Well, also because of chelv, because of dam. Hani mishum dama, the later ones are because of dam. Imchatichlu malachlu shabidami. If you cut them and you salt them, by doing that you take out all the dam, then it's going to be okay. It's going to be mutter to go and to eat. Hanachlesu tekanta, but the other ones, which are chelev, there's nothing to do to fix them. Like, they are usher and always usher. I'm Rav Kanavitan, Rav Yehuda. Chamsha Karmihav, there are five usher krumim. This is a membranes. Tlasa Mishum Tarba. Three of them are usher because of chelev. And Utre Mishum Dama. The other two, because of dam. The tachli, the kafli, the kulyasa, mishum tarba, those are the spleen, the flanks of the kidneys are also because of chelev. The behu, the mokra, mishum dama, and the testicles and the brain are also because of dam. Okay, a little story time here. Rav Yehuda, per Ushaya, have a kalif le tachla le levi, brei de Rav Huna barchia. So Rav Yehuda was peeling off this membrane for, you know, for the spleen for Levi, and have a kagayim le mi'ilai. He's leveling off the spleen for him by taking off the membrane, only from the upper section, not from the lower section. And what they say is chutz be'tvei. Go further in, like take it off even from the lower part. So v'ashkechei, and Levi's father, aka Rav Huna barchia, came and found him telling Rav Huda Vashaya to take out the entire thing. Amalei says to his son, Hachi Amar Avua Dimach Mishon Draf. This is what your mother's father said in the name of Rav. Umanu, who was Levi's mother's father, Rav Yirmia Bar Abba. Lo Asatori El Shaladar Bilvad. The Torah only answered the part of the spleen's membrane which is over the this dad vilvad. This is a certain section. Rashi says, Krum sha'al makom uviav. Right, so we see from here that it is unnecessary to remove the membrane from the lower part of the spleen. Ain't he? So he says, is that really true? Famarav famnuna, Tana, right, late Levi says back, but he says, Tana, we look at Abaisa, Krum sha'al aser. This membrane that's on the spleen is aser. Vein chayiv on love, but what is that going to be chayiv karis reading it? Hey chidami. Now, what exactly is the case we're talking about? Ile mashal adad, if you want to see this talking about on this part, this the ober membrane. So I'll say back, am I ain chayiv on love? Why would it be not chayiv karis because of it? Rav said that this part of the membrane is asim midaraisa because, you know, sasr chayiv el dekule. Right? It must be that the membrane of the entire spleen, besides that part, and it seems that even this part of the membrane is going to be asim midarabanan. Amalei says, so he said to Levi, Itanya, Tanya, okay, say, Inachanami. If it says that it says, then go ahead, you should take off more. Gufa. Okay, Gufa. Says the Gemara, Amr of Hamnuna, Tana, we learned on the Raisa, Krum Sha'al Atchol Aser. The membrane that's on the spleen is Aser. Vein Chayav Malav, but you're not going to be Chayav Kares because of eating it, krum shal gavi kulya aser, the membrane that's on the kidneys aser, michay love machek and michay of cars, because even that either. I have a tiny one sent a braisa about these, about each one, the chay of my life, you're going to be chay of cars because of eating them. Tchol, a tchol, a kash, not a kash, because ha, keneged, hadad, the ruling of the second braisa that you're going to be chay of cars is talking about the membrane that's opposite the hadad, that part of it, part of the the spleen. Ha, shulgan egedah. The other one, the first part said it's not going to be chayv karis. Is talking about the one that's not opposite that. Kuya, kuya nami lo kasher because ha beila. The second part said that you're going to be chayv karis. It's talking about the upper membrane. Ha betata, the one that says that you're not going to be chayv karis. Talking about the lower membrane. Be'e chashilasa, the testicles that are detached from the cords but are a little bit attached. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi chad aser, one of them asers eating it. V'chad shari, Rav one says aser, he holds that after the animal shechted, the testicles can't be eaten because they're considered evrim menachai, even though they're attached a little bit. V'chad shari says mutter, manda aser, one says aser. Beep, turn the page. Said Gimel Abayis, Midalo Ka Baryan. Since they don't heal and get better, they must be that they're not getting life from the animal itself. And the honey even Menachai knew it was considered Menachai. Madashai one says this mutter says Midalo Ka Mas Misachon. Since they don't decay inside of the scrotum, honey Chayusa Isbu. Then they still have some life in them, and therefore they're not considered like they're detached. V'idach and the other one who says that they. They're considered detached in the animal. It says that high delo kosarchan, the fact that they're not mesarchan, decaying, is delo kosholot b'havira, because the air is not impacting them, because they're inside the body of the animal. V'idach, the other one says that they're not considered detached. High delo baryon, the reason that they don't regenerate is kichishusa hu denakatu, because they're weak. There's a weakness that grabs onto them. So even though they continue to give life from the source, they're not able to recover from the little bit of being severed over there. Says Gemara Mili Rav Yochanan, Rav Shemin, Rahaba, Hani Bei Chashilasa, Shayan. These testicles that are mainly detached, but are a little bit attached, are halachically mutter. Va'at lo techel, but you can't eat them. Mishum, V'altitus Torah Simecha. Right? Because it says, and forsake not the teaching of their mother. And follow the custom of the Yidden of Bavel, that aser to be eaten. Rashi says, Minog mikomcha, sha'ata mi Bavel, v'sham nogin bo isura, va'ifligu bar v'ami rav asi. Okay, now, we had seen that one of the membranes that are aser, because it's full of blood, is that it was encases and covers over the testicles. Now the Gemara says, Omer Mar, Paravashi, Hani Be'e Degadya, about the Be'im, the Beitzim, of a young baby goat, Atos and Yom Sharon Belo Klipa, until it's 30 days old, they're mutter for eating without peeling the membrane. Mikan Ve'elech, but from then on, E. Israel and Asurin, if they have developed semen, then they're going to be Asur, unless you take off the membrane, you peel it off. And the V'i, Delo, Azrin, Shayim. But if they didn't yet develop Zera, Ashishish from Zera, Asurin, Dividu Ashish Dam. But if they didn't have it, then they're going to be Mutter without peeling it off. Because there's no Dam that developed over there, and therefore it's not saturated with the Dam. So there's more of an idea. And how do we know? They developed it or not. E ispahu shuraiki sumke asirin. If they have red streaks, then they're going to be aser, because when they have visible blood vessels, it shows that they've developed semen. Lesbu shuraiki shuraiki sumke shirin. If they do not have red streaks, then they're going to be mutter. Yom say, let's say you have a piece of raw meat that has a deep red color that comes because of a ruptured blood vessel. Then bay, or let's say, say bay testicles, umizukay, and the blood vessels of the neck. Pliba rav achav ravina. Those are machlokas. Pchot or kula. Whenever they argue, ravina lekula rav achav lechumra. Yilchazaka ravina lekula goes like ravina lekula. The bar behind me, except for the three cases that we just brought. Rav Acha Lekula v'Ravina Lechumra. It switches who's making who's machmir. The Hilchus Rav Acha Lekula goes like Rav Acha Lekula. So either way, anyway, it always comes out that it's, going to be Lekula. Say the asmik, about the raw meat that turned red because it's ruptured vessel. Chadcha o malcha afilu l'kedera nami shabadami. If you cut it in salt, it's going to be mutter even for cooking in a pot. If one roasts out a spit, then it's mutter, because the blood comes out during the roasting. Very interesting halacha. Agume, but let's say he holds on hot coals, then pliba rav achiv ravina chadam mishav shivale. One says that the heat draws out the blood and the meat is therefore going to be mutter. Chadam mitzmas samsile. Others say that the heat makes the meat shrivel up and it holds on to the collected dam, and therefore it's going to be usser. V'chein bay also when it comes to testicles, chen mizkri, and also to the blood vessels of the neck. Reisha v'kivsha, about a head. What about a head that's buried in hot ashes? Right, to remove the hair from the shechtel thing, the hue would be the head would be rinsed in water and then buried in hot ashes, and would singe off the hair. Osve abesa shrita, when put it on the place of the shrita. You put the ashes in an upright position with the severed neck on the bottom. Da'iv dama v'sharit. And the blood flows out through the open neck, and then that's going to be mutter for eating. Stud them, but if it's on the side, then mikma kafi v'aser. Blood's going to congeal in the head, because there's no way of getting out, and then it's going to be aser because of the dam. Osve anachire, if he put it on his nostrils, then dutz be mide shari v'i. Put something in the nostrils to hold them open to let the blood come out, then it's going to be mutter. V'ilo aser, but not it's going to be aser. Igadami, some say, anechire abisa shchita daiv. If you put the head on its nostrils or in the place of the shchita, then the blood is going to flow over there, and it's going to be mutter. At stardom, if you put it on its sides, then E dots be midei shari. If he put something into the skull, he made a hole. He made some sort of hole over there. Then it's going to be mutter because the blood's going to come out of that hole. Vilo aser. But if he didn't puncture the skull, then it's going to be aser. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shnei gidin hein. There are two sinews that go through the thigh. Pnimi samach la'etzem. The inner one is close to the bone. Aser v'chayav malav. It's aser, and you're going to be chay. One's going to be chay malchus for eating it. It's the oraisa get an asher. Chitzon samach labaser. The outer one is closer to the flesh. Aser v'in chayav malav, and it's only aser rabbanon. Frankly, more of a tanya. Pnimi samach labaser. But we looked at a braisa. The inner one, which is close to the flesh, is going to be aser, and you're going to be chay malchus for it. Amar v'chayav malav kahana. Eklude mikli, the braisa, you're talking about the inner one, is close to the flesh because after passing over the thigh, it inserts itself into the flesh like a key. All right, so the braisa says that the inner one is, runs close to this flesh. It doesn't mean that this is why it was called the inner. It means to let us know that the inner sinew, which runs down the inner side of the thigh, initially is on top of the flesh. At some point, while going down the thigh, it enters into the flesh like a key that goes into a keel. So the Braisa agrees that the inner one is going to be the Geronasha, aka the sciatic nerve. I have a Tanya, and to the Braisa, Chitona Samachatzim, the outer one, which is close to the bone, is also, but the one is not going to be Chayim Malkus for eating it, because it's only Midarabanan. Amar Vihuda, Hecha Depare Tabche, the Braisa, that's talking about the outer one, is close to the bone. In reference to the point where the butcher uncover it when they separate the thigh from the hip.
Yeah, tabach, we have a butcher. Shenimsa chelev achar, who finds chelev, right? They're supposed to remove all the chelev, and then they found chelev afterwards. Of Yehuda Amar, miki seora is going to be punished even if you've left over just a seora, a barley amount. Because I sin, it gets punished. Our Papa Philippian arguing, Khan the Halkoso, when Rav Yochanan said that the measure is a kazais, he's talking about giving a malchus. Khan, La Abro, Ruda says that the barley is talking about removing the butcher from his position. Amar Amar Zutra, Kisaor Bamakamechad. This barley, the corn's volume that Yehuda mentioned, it's talking about in one place. Kazayis, if you have a shtayim, which tells the kazayis is even in two or three places. The halach is, la'alkosa b'kazayis, la'abro b'kazora. In reference to make him get a chayim malchus, it has to be kazayis. In order to remove him, then even just the size of a barley. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Ein atabachim ne'amonim, they're not trusted by removing the gidon nashet. That's what Meir says, the chum said they are. Amr Abba Chia Bar Abba Amr Yochan Chazu Lomer Ne'amadim. They had later reversed their answers and they said they are trusted about removing it. Amr Nachman Achshar Dari. Have the generations improved? Right? What do you mean? Now they become more trustworthy? Why would it change? Now Meikar the Havet Sari La Rabbi Meir. Originally, when the rabbis held according to held like Rabbi Meir that removing the Gidon Nashe, you have to remove all traces, including the parts that are deeply embedded in the thigh, then Hadlav and many, they weren't trusted. But then they went and they passed like Rabbi Yehuda, and only the surface level has to be, and that's something which is easier, therefore they can be trusted to do it properly. They said that the butchers are trusted in reference to moving the Ginash and the Chalif. Later they said they're not believed in moving the Ginash. Nowadays, the butchers are believed by the Ginahanasha. Yeshua Dari, with the generations, got better. No, me, Karas, have with Kirby Huda, originally they held the Kirby Huda that it's enough just to take off the Ginahanasha, the surface part, they trust them to do it properly. How does Sufa Kirby, then they said to go to Kirby, even the embedded parts. Kamadavi, the Kirei. The Chibre La, the Rabbi Yehuda Lo Mehemne, as long as the butchers remember the old practice, which is based on Rabbi Yehuda, they weren't trusted to go according to the stringent machmir of Rabbi Yehuda. Pahasha Dan Shuya, the Shuya, the Rabbi Yehuda Mehemne. Now that they forgot the method that is set according to Rabbi Yehuda, so now we actually really trust them. Last part of the Mishnah, Va'al Chelev, the Chum said, the butchers are trusted about removing the Gidon Asher and the Chelev. Chelev Mant Kashmei. Who said anything about Chelev? Ermeir only said that they're not trusted about taking out the Gidon Asher. So why would the Chum bring up this idea of Chelev? Hachikamer, Ein Amonim Alav Va'al Chelev. Chamom Ein Amonim Alav Va'al Chelev. Hey, this is what the Mishnah is saying. The butchers are not trusted about taking off the Ginnon Asha or the Chalev, their mayor. Chama said, they're believed on it and on the Chalev itself. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Great, great day.